Hey everybody, before we move on to our next topic, I do want to let you know about Anchor, because Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, just like this show, which you can use right from your phone or computer. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great, just like this one, and they'll even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere podcasts are heard, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. You can easily make money from your podcast too, with no minimum listenership. Get started today by downloading the Anchor app, or you can go to anchor.fm. All right, guys, let's get back to the show.
Chaos takes over in preparation for Huda's eyeliner launch. The ladies and crew are headed back to Dubai. And do we hear wedding bells already from Mona? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, 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 hey.
Huda, Huda, Huda.
Huda.
Huda booty, Huda booty, Huda booty.
Huda what? Huda up. Hey, hey Huda beauties. Welcome to the after show here at AfterBuzz TV, where we are chatting everything about Huda Boss episodes 7 and 8 tonight.
Yes, we
but
are.
Of course, I can't do this alone. Love to reintroduce my lovely panel, starting with Luisa Sharamatian over there to the left, looking like a glittering goddess.
Thank you.
Armenian princess, all things Huda, beauty, boss, woman. Giving me all the great vibes. I love it.
Girl.
Can't wait to hear what you have to say tonight. And your tips, right?
Yes, I have the Huda tips from her show.
Mm-hmm.
So
which we'll be sharing later on. Yeah. Right next to her is the wonderful, incredibly talented, ooh, I love how I said that, Crystal McLaughlin. She is a makeup artist for plenty of years. And like I said before, the one person who got me to wear lipstick,
damn,
which is major, especially red lipstick.
That is a big deal. Yeah.
And Crystal has a segment coming up, right?
That's right, everybody. Manifesting Mona. So be sure to choose something positive that you saw in one of the episodes, mm-hmm, because we'll be talking about it,
yes,
in the live chat and, mm-hmm, here on live.
Yep. Yeah, we do have our live chat up. So
right
if you
now
guys want to join the conversation, please do so, because we love to keep this going and the conversation going with you all. We also have news and gossip to share at the very end, so make sure you stay tuned to that, because there's some pretty exciting stuff,
yeah, yes,
that we have to share, all things Huda, because we're lovers of Huda. My name is Maite Carrillo. I'm a lover of Huda and everything reality TV related, and this episode 7 and 8, mostly episode 8, gave,
yeah,
me a lot of good juicy drama,
yep,
which
right
I do love, but it's also sad because, you know, it's kind of like the obstacles that Huda has to go through with her team and navigating life, mm-hmm, business, family, everything. But before we get to episode 8, overall thoughts on episode 7, what did you ladies think about it?
I thought it was good. Definitely liked 8 a little bit better because it brought a little bit more drama, but I did love that Huda disclosed her pain when it came, mm-hmm, to, like, growing up, mm-hmm, and how she felt that she wasn't accepted. I know she said that she grew up in Texas, right? Didn't,
mm-hmm,
she say she,
yep,
like, which I find a little, I was, like, surprised by that, because if she did live in Texas, I don't know what part of Texas she lived in, but, like, my people is there. We are brown, okay? Like, I mean, obviously I'm not. Oh, my God. But, like, Mexicans are there. So I'm, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's sad. But I guess, mm-hmm, I could see it being that way. Maybe it is, like, Caucasians and Mexicans. And maybe she was living in an area where it was Caucasian-dominated. But, yeah, I can totally relate to that, mm-hmm, not feeling like you fit in.
Yeah.
And so I really did appreciate her opening up. But all the juicy goodness is in episode 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, agreeing with you, so relatable how she said, I went to school, I felt like a misfit. And then one thing I found so powerful when she said, makeup made me feel so pretty. Mm. And that just kind of gave me goosebumps, because it's so true how something so minor we might think can,
yeah,
just change your reason to go to school. And then we saw her stylist, Jihei,
mm-hmm,
cry, and those are real tears. Like, she couldn't even handle it.
Right.
And I'm like, this woman has been through so much. Then we find out she, you know, was, like, you know, a Korean in Dubai, and she didn't really know how to fit in. And it's just, and that's why I love Huda. She's like, I'm going to use my microphone for so many other larger reasons than myself and makeup. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it's an introduction of what Huda Beauty is going to evolve to.
Right. Yeah, you both brought some really great topic points, and we should get started on exactly where it started at the very beginning of the episode, where she's doing the series, Unfiltered series, for Entertainment Tonight. And it's kind of crazy because she's nervous. She's like, I'm going to have to talk about something vulnerable. And she's like, and I'm going to be taking off my makeup, which is crazy because when she took off all her makeup, I swear she looked just like Mona. I was like, is that Mona?
They're different. They look alike, but they're different.
But in that moment, they both look like twins to me. They just look so, I mean, of course they're sisters, so you have some similar traits. But to me, I was like, oh my gosh.
I just thought she was stunning. I was just like, well, girl, you don't need any makeup.
You don't need any of that. Stunning. Lashes, like nothing. Like, you're so amazing.
Yeah. It was really amazing to see her talk about, you know, her growing up, how she felt like an outcast. She felt like she didn't belong. And then, Louisa, you brought up a good point, you know, with Jihae. And basically the title of this episode was, is it ever okay to break down in front of your boss? What did you ladies think about that whole scenario? Like, is that something you ladies would ever do?
You can't control it, I think. Yeah. I think it's something that's so authentic, but then it just blossomed into a friendship. Huda said, let me give you a hug. You know, it's okay. Like, don't hide that from me. And if you're open with it, I can be open with it. Mm. You know, what are you going to do? You can't hold it in.
Yeah. What do you think, Crystal?
I wasn't thinking about that. I did, though. You've done it before. It's not about her breaking down in front of the boss.
I just felt like I seen Huda face look like, what you doing? Like, she kind of did this, like, really? What you doing? And then when she realized, it was like, shoot. Because, you know, it almost seemed as though her assistant almost kind of had, like, kind of like these fake tails, like these crocodile tears a little bit. Yeah, because she was like, whoa. I don't know. It just, really? It didn't seem as, and then when she started pouring, like then she started pouring. Because like, and I can see why it, for me seeing that, I feel like with like in the growing up in the Bay Area, there's a lot of, you know, Asians, and a lot of it is like, they don't do that. That's like taboo. You don't like break down. And so I was like, is it because of that? Or is she like trying to find a connection? Like, at first I was like, kind of like Huda, like, is this real? And then the moment she started really breaking down, then you saw Huda being her mama bear self, which I thought was really cute. And then she started breaking down. So I loved that moment. But at first, if you rewind it, watch it.
Yeah.
I literally was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, Huda ain't buying that. And then I was like, oh, no, Huda buys it now. Because okay, we're all on the same page now.
No, you're right, though. I saw that same glance. She gave this, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
she totally did.
And then she warmed up. You cannot deny Huda's face in that. Minute.
Because we don't know their relationship outside of watching it on there. You know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe she knows something that we don't know about, you know, her assistant. So.
And Huda keeps it real.
Oh, she does. Girl.
And her face, she's just like me when it comes to facial expressions. Yeah. I cannot hide my facial expression, and she is the exact same way. So it was interesting to see their dynamic, and it looks like they probably do, you know, have a great friendship together regardless of the situation. But then we start moving into the eyeliner convo.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, text going back and forth. This is where Huda says, you know what? To her team in Dubai, she's like, can you just send me, overnight me, what you're talking about, both eyeliners? Like, I need to see things for myself. So, you know, she's not happy with that. She's not happy as well with the palette. We run into the situation where I'm like, what is this thing going on with the palette? She has resting boss face, the whole crisis that happened with that. So basically, you know, they tested it on her product. And since all of her products are waterproof, they were saying, like, sorry, it's not waterproof against other brands that aren't Huda Beauty.
Ooh.
What do we think about this issue that happened with the lab? Do we think there was some sort of, like, irresponsibility, maybe?
Is it the lab or is it her team? Like, that's what I was trying to figure out.
She blamed it on her lab.
But she came in, like, hold on, like, pissed off at her team, though, too, because there was, like, a lack of communication. So it's like, who is trying to sell? I feel like somebody's trying to sabotage her, honestly. Like, it seems that way. Like, they don't want to see. I mean, you're talking about, and I don't know where she's. Didn't she say she was, like, doing this in, like, Europe somewhere? Like, she had.
Italy, right?
Mm, Italy. So, I don't know. Like, it makes me a little suspect. Maybe. I know it's her company, but maybe, and this is such an awful thing to say, but let's just be honest, like, most of the world is not, like, up and up with, like, women being in front of men. Maybe true. Having her dude, like, be the one to handle that kind of stuff. Because even he said, Chris was like, dude, why does this keep happening? Like, I don't get it. There's no reason for it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like maybe if he were to step up and just take charge of that sector, then stuff would start coming out exactly.
You think how, so?
Yeah, because, you know, here's the thing. You know, I mean, obviously we're all women on this panel. Right. Like, there is a difference. When I go get my car fixed, I'm always, like, asking, like, either my roommate or my brother or a male to come with me because I always feel like they're going to try to get over on me. Yeah. And so I feel like that's kind of what they're doing to her. They're, like, kind of like, oh, no, she doesn't know anything, blah, blah. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just speculation. I don't know for sure. Yeah. But it just seems like this is – now this is happening too much. And, you know, even Chris seems suspect about it. He's not saying it, but he's thinking it. You can tell he is. Mm-hmm. So
he did say he's like, we're wasting millions on making product. We're always relaunching our launches. We're not making any money. And this is going to go down. And it's Huda being a perfectionist. But she also said, you know, I've been a blogger all my life before all of this. And I've been reviewing all these products. I know what goes in it. I can't be basic anymore. You know, that's just not who I am. So she's in the middle. Like, she doesn't want to be like a basic brand and put like cheap products and have the beauty industry talk. And then she also doesn't want to give, like, you know, products that are like diamond infested, but then bring home no money.
Right.
So she's in the middle. And as far as her corporate team or whoever it is, I think there's hella miscommunication.
Yes.
They're not talking about anything. They sent her 2 eye pencils. Mm-hmm. One was confirmed. One was another sample. So it's like kind of like confused her. They had to leave LA and go to Dubai. And I relate to you with the whole, you know, woman in power situation, especially in a Middle Eastern society. Yeah. Kidding me? The man is the man.
Right.
Yeah.
So even here in LA, yeah, if you're right, if you want to take in your car, like I take in my dad or my brother, because I know they're going to try to get every penny out of me. Right. So I think she's just going through so much right now. She doesn't know what to do first, you know? And I think one more thing, Chris, I think he's in the middle. He doesn't know how to navigate this. He doesn't know whether to be a husband or like this brutal boss.
Right.
Well, we're seeing a lot more that he's kind of like that brutal boss and he's putting a lot of pressure, I feel like, on Huda. And he's like questioning her, like, we can't have this happen. Like, we're not a small brand anymore. Like, we're really big.
And you kind of need that, though.
Right. But then at the same time, it's like, you have a team. Yeah. You're not just doing this just you two by yourself.
They're so timid, though. Didn't you notice that?
I want more of them. I know. It's like,
yeah, and that... Well, we're going to get into that part of the meeting because I do want to bring that up. But I feel like, you know, there's so much frustration and it's like, if this keeps on happening again and again, that's like when you have to look at your team and you have to be like, okay, what is going on? This is like miscommunication. Something's going on. It just doesn't feel right when you have a team that's not working for you.
Right. And can I just say, she kept talking about, oh, this special magical potion in my stuff, like over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Not those words exactly, but that's basically what she's saying. What is in there? Gold? You know, like, I want to know what's so special and so expensive because it's like, I have to say, what I wrote down was, now it's starting to feel like when she was talking about her relationship with Eva. Remember?
Oh.
She was just like hyping it up. And I'm like, you don't need to prove yourself. If it's good, it's good. Like, you don't need to talk about it. So that bothered me a little bit because now I'm like, well, is there good stuff in there? Are you hyping it up off of, what are you hyping it off of?
Mom. Because
reading the reviews from like that spray that she had, you know, that we talked about.
The resting boss face.
The resting boss face.
Right.
I read a lot of reviews on Sephora and they were not good. And no offense, maybe... Here's the thing, the way it works on ingredients. The first ingredient is always like the most inside that product in whatever, anything you buy, okay, off the shelves.
That.
Yes. It's the largest part of the product. And as you go down the list, if you see like jojoba or, you know, something at the very bottom after, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 things, that's like literally such a small fraction.
Mm. Wow.
So the main ingredient on her bottle, I think it was like some sort of alcohol.
I was
rubbing
about to
alcohol.
Say, was it alcohol? Because that's usually the first one that appears.
Right.
That's what it's,
So here's the thing, like, are you saying that because you want people to believe you, or like you're trying to compensate? I didn't like that. I felt like if you have a good product, your product will speak for itself. Mm-hmm. You don't need to hype it up.
Right.
Just to add to that, in the defense of the palette, the new nude palette, because I watched a tutorial on that on YouTube, the shadows are very...
pigmented or not?
They are very pigmented, but also they have a lot of crystals. A lot of them have this weird, you know, I don't know the exact name, do not quote me, but it's like diamond crystals inside the shadows, which is very expensive. I don't know the exact name, but that's why they're not making a lot of profit, but they're highly pigmented. Like 2 weeks ago when I had the pink shadow, that's what I was using, and it does not come off. Mm-hmm. So 50-50, you know what I mean? I love her product, but I do know, again, to defend the new nude, it has a lot of crystals in there. So.
And then also, too, is it just because it's a show and, like, they're trying to get, like, a storyline going? You know, I can't tell what's going on.
Well, it coincides with the launch because she did launch her eyeliner yesterday, I think. And
yes.
We'll be talking about that later in her news and gossip, but it correlated with these two episodes because they both talked about the launch of this eyeliner. We ended episode 7 talking, you know, Huda finally receives her eyeliners, and she literally received them the next day. And this is a conversation that she had with Chris, and she's like, I don't know what I just received, which I thought, ooh, that was wrong. Red flags everywhere. It was just the two pencils. She had no idea, and she called it out quickly. She's like, how am I supposed to know what I'm looking at if I don't know anything? She needs a better team, maybe. I think so. And then, you know, Chris was like, hey, you know what? The situation is getting out of hand. We have to go back to Dubai. And she's like, I got stuff to do. And she's like, no, this is more important, which I thought was a great balance. Yes, and I thought... that was really important, and that's when you just have to go back and handle your responsibility.
Yeah. And, you know, just to add to the scene where they start off in Dubai, I think episode 8, I mean, just shout out to the glam team and the outfits. I just have to say, Huda's outfit with the black leather skirt and royal gold black top. Mm. Oh, my God, girl, you're killing it.
Oh.
And then her one-on-one scene with her long black ponytail, they're just killing it.
I love that long black ponytail.
I mean, girl.
Yeah.
I just have to throw it in there. She looked like such a boss woman in there. Mm-hmm. And I love how Chris said to the employees, don't be scared to talk to her.
We're going to talk about that. Before we get into episode 8, girl, Louisa is jumping the gun. I love it. But don't jump the gun so fast, because we would love to share our thoughts, right, about our
viewers. Well, hello, audience. If it wasn't for you guys, we can't be the ESPN of TV talk. We have a platform here because you guys tune in, watch, subscribe, and we come here, we practice our skills, we network, and we couldn't do it without Maria Menounos and her husband, Kevin Undergaro. And the only way we can survive is if you guys continue to subscribe and comment and all those good stuff.
Down below.
We're on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and I always say we are a buffet of TV shows, so any show that you like, we have it for you. And we're just a big fat family, and tune into our chat, subscribe, and we respond back and all that good stuff. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Louisa, for that. We love to keep the conversation going and sharing tips. And if you guys have any type of, you know, questions that you want to ask if you are a makeup artist here, or any of us, a certain tips
or
that we...
favorite product, Huda product.
Your favorite Huda product. Yeah. That's a really good one, Crystal. You know, let us know down in the comments. We love to hear from you guys.
You know what I was thinking? I'm so sorry. Like, you know how Huda had the no filter Entertainment Tonight episode? I'm like, our finale should be all of us taking off our makeup.
I'll let you do that.
Crystal, take off.
I'll let you do that by yourself.
It's just one piece at a time.
Max of extensions.
I'll do one eye like this. You get one eye.
I just like imagine.
At the end of the show, they're gonna be like, "Damn, those girls look hella tired."
Oh my god.
Those are not.
And
the
we
same
are. Ones. We yeah, are.
We can't face through this.
That's hilarious. But you know, the ladies head back to Dubai looking fabulous and showing off their style. I don't even think they're showing off. It's just them. That's it's who they are. It's who these women are. But then we jump straight up into this team huddle meeting where, you know, Camille, which is the director of product development, she's like, you know, before we get started this meeting, I just want to apologize for the way that I sent over the package with zero explanation. And I'm like, you better. You better, girl.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, so there was a lot that happened in that chat. What do we think What would you ladies would have done once she apologized? Or did we think that she was actually going to apologize and start the meeting off this way?
Well, the question is, did she drop the ball the last time? Or is this the first time she's done this? Because that makes a huge difference.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think she's probably dropped it before.
Okay. So then we need to really have a chat when the cameras are off. I thought Huda handled it well, but I think like Chris was not having it, and I think like she needs him there to kind of like, I love that she's such a boss, and obviously we're watching, you know, with cameras on, so, you know, of course she's gonna have, you know, she's gonna hold it in maybe a little bit better than me. Look, I would have gone crazy, let's just put it like that.
Yeah.
I would have been pissed off. I would have been like, why are you doing this? I don't understand. Like, these are the things you should be knowing how to do. Like, if you're going to be in this department, you need to show me that you are going to go above and beyond. Like, it's your own company.
Right.
Because if you can, then I'm going to find somebody else to take your spot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be real. Like, that's a huge, like, we're not, like her husband said, we're not talking about, like, 4,000 or 5,000, you know, products that they're ordering. They're talking about millions. That's a lot of money.
Right.
You know what I mean? So this is not something you can just mess up on. Like, in my mind, I was like, would they just fire her? I hope they would fire her. Like, if it didn't go through, like, fire her and sue her. Like, because really, at the end of the day, like, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's a reputation. Like her husband, Chris, said, like,
the business on the line.
Dude, it literally puts the business on the line. And then, you know, here's the thing, too. By Huda putting all of this out there and letting the world see all the F-ups, it is really putting her on the line, too. Mm-hmm. Like, people saying, like, oh, maybe she doesn't have her ish together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I give it to her for putting it all out there and saying, like, hey, I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning how to be a boss. But, you know, Chris needed to come, you know, step up like he said he wants to do now. Like, I think he's, like, kind of like, okay, you know what? You're doing good in this creative sector, but there needs to be some rules. There needs to be the person, what was his name? His friend that he likes to train with?
Karin.
I think Karin, like he said, that there needs to be somebody holding, you know, someone accountable for the amount of money that they spend on each product. And, you know, there should be a budget. There's supposed to be a budget. I don't know how they run things out there or, like, how they run things in their company. But, like, I'm not really understanding how, like, they keep going over budget. It just seems like, you know, Chris is right. If things aren't being managed properly, how are you ever going to be a successful company that makes money and, you know, really is successful, not just for, like, 5 years, but for years to come?
Yeah, it's like one thing after another after another, and it's there keeps on showing, like, her drama with her team, and then certain things of, like, not making enough money. It's like one thing after another. It's like, so where do you find the balance?
They gotta hire Crystal.
Yeah, you know what, though? When Huda got those two eyeliners, I wish she would have picked up the phone and she would have been like, Camille, what is this? FaceTime. What did you just send me?
All I kept thinking about was FaceTime, Skype, something.
What did you just send me? What is this? How dare you send me something like this? Like, she has every right. If she has such a tight connection with her group and her team, she should be able to easily communicate with them and not wait up until she gets in Dubai to have this meeting.
We don't know that she didn't. We just didn't see it.
I know.
She just called. It was 1 a.m. She just called. But FaceTime.
Still, like, she waited, and probably it was just for the show, too, that she probably did call, and then they waited till they filmed it, and that's when they had their whole big meeting. But then, you know, Chris brought up a good point, and he was like, you guys need to learn how to communicate better, because because you're intimidated or scared of telling her certain things doesn't mean you shouldn't communicate it with her.
They're a bit green, though. You can see from their face. I think they're also green to reality TV. It's very, very difficult to be on TV and film like that. It's not as seamless for them. That's only the second season. You can tell by their facial remarks, because they're like normal, regular people, and now they have, like, cameras in their face, so even what they want to say, they can't, because they overthink it. So I think Camille is, you know, she apologized, I think, to the world to show that, look, this is kind of new for me, I messed up, please give me a chance. So, and I think Chris is a smart one. I think Chris is underrated. He sees everything from above.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, no, we got nibbed this in the bud, because we're overpaying right now for all these relaunches. You know, all those trips to Italy, all those repackaging. Like, that's a lot. No joke.
It's just
like
it's
they're afraid of maybe the business going down one day, you know?
Right. And I would be too. Like at the end of the day, who's messing up? I need to know who's messing up so I can cut their paycheck in half. Like literally.
Amen.
Who is the person that is trying to sabotage her? Because it just seems to me it's like there's something going on that it just isn't right. It's shady, shady, shady. You need to get a new team or something.
Yeah.
Something, Huda.
It seems like it's like a plot or two. Right. Something against her. Like, I don't think it's just one person, but I don't think so, too. I think it's more than one, and they're probably like, okay, I'm just going to give this to her at the very last minute, and then we'll worry about it then.
Well, I mean, the beauty industry is so competitive. Oh, she always talks about it. It's like, literally, it's probably harder now than acting or whatever, because it's so saturated, you know? So I just feel like someone's in there maybe trying to either jealous, some kind of hater. I hate to say those words, but you know.
It happens to everyone, everything.
Not on the same wavelength, you know? So she just has to figure it out and kind of filter it out.
Right. So we came to the conclusion that, you know, it was not the first, I guess the first formula that she had approved was pencil. It was a pen version. Yeah. And then the second formula, which was sent to her, that was more of like a twist version. And the only thing, it's a pen twist version, but the only consequence is that you have to have more than one swatch. You have to go back and forth to create that sort of darkness that she wants.
Yeah.
So she's very specific on what she wants to launch out there. And she received some exciting news from Sephora, right?
Yes.
That they're giving her eyeliner all windows, and she's the only brand in the U.S. to receive that for eyeliner.
600 doors in the
600.
U.S.
600.
Crazy.
All windows. I mean,
yeah, that's like, honestly, that's everything she does is admirable.
That's why she is who she is, and she does what she does. You guys, and the eyeliner also has its own remover, which is so cool. Like, you don't really see that out there.
No.
Because it's so intense. It's so, like, life-proof, as they say.
Right.
They need a special, like, remover. Yeah, hell yeah.
Huda, you need to send us some eyeliner.
Send us. I'll DM you.
That's why I don't wear eyeliner a lot of times, because it runs. I've tried every brand.
Even the Kat Von D?
Oh, there you go. Kat Von D is good.
I haven't tried Kat Von D, but I've heard that's really good, too.
Yeah.
Like, I have. I actually went to a thing where they had... This is so random, but I worked CatCon,
and they did
a cat eye. This girl, and she used Kat Von D. She swears by it.
The birthday gift that you get at Sephora when it's your birthday month is actually, you can choose between two things, and one of them is a Sephora. It's the Kat Von D. Her top three lipsticks. And her liquid
for this year.
For this year.
I gotta go.
If your birthday passed,
I didn't get it. Yeah, you can.
You can.
Yeah, you
can. I'm gonna go.
I go like when it's days after or before my birthday just to get that.
Oh, yeah.
CoverGirl liner. What do you guys think?
It looks great.
Huda,
we want to see your eyeliner.
I'm asking the makeup pro. I'm not gonna tell you.
Got the stanky eye going on.
Yeah, she got a stanky leg. Well, we switch gears to Mona and Dom, which was very sweet. I really love them together now. I'm just like, they're so in love. You could see her; it just glitters out in her eyes. I'm like, oh, they're finally together.
Yeah,
but then
what am I touching?
We revealed something pretty out there, right? That, you know, Mona starts saying, hey, I want to plan this wedding. Let's get married. Let's have the Islamic marriage first so that we can get that out of the way. And then in October, November, we can, you know, have a friend's thing.
It's interesting because, so I guess in Dubai, you can't legally even, like, hold hands and stuff unless you're, like, a really true Islam. And then once that happens...
Yeah, you get married,
then they move into their house. And me and Maite were talking earlier how this is real. Like, he's gonna live with the mom and dad. Like, this is real Middle Eastern stuff. Are you sure you're not Armenian?
hey, Hispanics are like that a lot, though, too.
What?
In the back house?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, girl.
I would not live with...
I wouldn't mind living with, you know, if my husband had, like, a
mansion.
Had a huge mansion that was 3 miles long.
That's different.
No. I honestly wouldn't mind if there was, like, a little, you know, what is it called? It's like a back house, but they call it like an in-law house.
Oh.
Yeah. Ah. I wouldn't mind if it was like an in-law house, because guess what? At the end of the day, like, if you have children with somebody, you want them to raise your kids with you, and you got your business going on. Like, you know, it just depends on the scenario.
But they're not moving to the in-law house. They're moving in the big house with mom and dad.
Yeah.
And I think he's intimidated right now. Huda, I think things left off a bit weird before they went to L.A. So I think they mentioned that there is a Saturday weekend party they're going to all attend together. Mm-hmm. And I love how Mona said, look, Huda might be against this, but Huda got married easily. Not easily, but in her early 20s. It was kind of like, it is what it is. You've been with him forever. Get wifed up. I'm in my 30s. That's what she said. Everything's difficult right now. Mm-hmm. It is. So I'm talking about personal experience, okay?
Yes, girl.
So I don't like Tinder. I like Hinge and Bumble. I'm currently on Hinge. Interesting people.
Okay.
TMI. But I feel you, Mona. I feel you.
Well, thank you for recapping everything, Luisa.
Swipe. I feel you, Mona.
Yes, and that leads us to, you know what, though? The question is whether they did get married or not get married.
Not yet, no.
No, I've looked through her Instagram trying to figure it out, and I can't figure it.
Oh, you're trying to spoil it for everybody.
I want to see her in First of all, they're going to film that for next year's season, number one. That's content. Number two, they would post that on Instagram, like, hyped up.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely keep an eye out on that, and we'll see how their relationship evolves. I love them both together. I think they make a great, they complement each other really well.
Like, he's so tame and
that's what you need sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
In your life.
And she's like, you know.
Yeah. So then, you know, we switch gears to Huda, and she's testing out her nude palettes. She's testing it against other competitive brands. What do we think about this? Do we think that's a smart idea?
Of course
for her to
it
do?
Is. She's like, hell yeah. Competitors. Yeah. Like, you gotta know,
that's
you know.
Smart. That was the first thing I said when I saw her doing that. I was like, okay.
She was like swatching.
I like this. You're making sure that you know your brand and you know what's going on within that industry. Because at the end of the day, like, people are going to gravitate to what's good and, you know, what works. And so she knows that. At the end of the day, she knows that. That's what she did for a living. Blogging was her thing.
Right.
So good for her. I love that.
She's definitely in charge and looking at all of her competitors, which is what everybody should be doing. And she's even looking, like, not only her new palettes, but I feel like she's doing it for everything else that's out there. All right, well, that concludes our, you know, chat about the episode, but we do have some juicy stuff to share, right? Let's get started, Luisa, with your top three Huda beauty tips.
Yes, so I narrowed down all the good tips from tonight's episode, well, both episodes. So the main one I want to share, which I thought was so cool, if you want to avoid getting blisters on your feet or, like, overly sweating, wear deodorant on your feet and then wear your shoes. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure even for, like, plastic shoes and stuff, like, that can really work, because we always complain if it's, like, overly sweating or, like, you know, blisters and stuff. So try it with deodorant and then slip it on and see what happens. And then the next one, which I actually did this today, is for your blush. Make sure your blush matches the undertone of your dress.
Oh.
I'm wearing some blush today. I never wear blush.
You don't?
I don't wear blush. But today I tried it, and she said something which I did not know, you guys. She's like, apply blush to where you contour your face. All the places you contour, add blush. Which I thought was
illegal.
That's
a good color on you.
You like it? It's Hourglass.
Yeah, it's good. Hourglass is good.
I didn't know.
I mean, it's Huda Boss.
Sorry, no. Or ban or blacklisted, no. She said, what did she say? My mind.
The third one?
Yes, no. Add blush where you contour, which I thought was a no-no, but I guess she said do it. So that's pretty cool. And number three, if you want to have that natural, like, flushed blush look, get your beauty blender, dab it in powder, and then, like, press it in.
Right. Love that.
So, great tips. Seriously, I love her tips.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And with that, let's jump to Crystal.
Yep.
Yes, everybody.
I love that.
We're going to be doing our Manifesting Mona. It's basically anything that you saw that was really positive or uplifting that you saw the cast members do in this episode or in any of the episodes. Why don't you go ahead and start?
I'm going to start with Mona and Dom towards the end, because I could easily go the route of Huda and being yourself and being bullied, all of that, which is so important. But for me, I feel like Mona and Dom you know, kind of going against of maybe what her family wants is because what she wants as a mm-hmm. woman, as a woman who is living in her truth, mid-30s, and she feels like, if I'm ready for marriage, then I am. I'm not going to listen to my mom or dad or my sister. Mm-hmm. And she found her other half. She wants to start her life. Nothing is more powerful and beautiful than that. Yeah. So, Mona and Dom.
Love
that. Invite us to the wedding in Dubai.
Yeah. In Dubai. Mine has definitely have to be Huda with her daughter, Noor. Aww. And that moment that they shared, and she made a special comment when she said, you know, when you start your own brand, make sure that you're getting as much inspiration from everywhere that you
do. I saw that. Everything what a that you boss do. Mom. I
love that she's instilling that on her daughter. Like, you are capable, you are worthy, you have it in you to have your own brand and do you. Don't ever let anybody limit you, which... At the age that she's at, it's just, it's an amazing thing to share with someone.
Absolutely. And with the world. I would say, well, obviously we love, like we were saying earlier, we love the fact that Huda talked about her hardships, but what I thought was so positive was her taking off her makeup. Mm. Like that in itself on, I mean, we're talking about millions of people watching this. So it just really shows like, you know, she really believes in herself. She really believes in who she is. She's very, you know, as humans, we're always like sometimes questioning ourselves and our confidence and stuff. But I just love that she showed that side of her. And so did Mona. Mm-hmm. Mona did it as well. And so I thought that was really positive because I feel like women need to see what you really look like underneath all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the beauty of it.
Because I've always said, I've always said that makeup is here to enhance your beauty. It's not here to cover up what you are.
Oh, right. She always says that. Like. Yeah, mm-hmm. You do say that.
Yeah. Yep. With that, we have this quick little image, right, Crystal, that you're going to chat with real quickly.
So at the end, I think she does this on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. It's basically a quick tutorial, and this is Noor. She shows Noor how to do cut a crease look. And what she does is she uses concealer, the melted shadow, and then what she does is what she ended up doing was like showing her how she could do it. I thought it was really cool, but I mean, look at the difference. I was like, okay, go Noor.
Yeah, she looks
really
good. Looks great.
It's super quick. It does seem a little rushed on Huda's part, but Huda's a busy woman, you know? So she's got to get her in and out. Mm-hmm. But I love that she does this with her, you know, with her fans.
She shares really great tips.
Right. And I also love that Noor supports her as well because she started a whole page that supports Huda Beauty and Huda Beauty has followed her and like that's how she kind of got pulled into this. So giving back. Ladies giving back to ladies.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Crystal. We're going to hop into news and gossip really quickly.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Huda launched her eyeliner yesterday.
Yay!
And if you follow her on Instagram, this is exactly what she posted. And it's for those... Oh,
you
let's
guys,
play
she's
it.
Such a goddess.
Really quickly.
Oh, we watched this, remember?
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. When they made this.
Oh, yeah, last season!
You
For those listening to us on our podcast, that was just a snippet of Huda's eyeliner launch. And she basically, it's kind of like a promo and it's her coming out as Cleopatra, such icons, you know, statements when it comes
Amy
to eyeliner.
Amy
Winehouse. And then we have, towards the end, it's Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
And it's that signature look that kind of, they're staples
timeless.
For, yes,
beautiful.
Staples for eyeliner, which is amazing. And Huda looks flawless
gorgeous.
In all of her, and I love that she expresses herself through women who empower her and her brand. So that's all for our show today, ladies and gentlemen. Before we do say our goodbyes though, Louisa, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Louisa Sharamatian and on Twitter at Lou Sharamatian.
I'm Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823 with an I, not with a Y. And I look forward to next week's episode.
Yes. Hey, everyone. My name is Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. That is at This Is M-A-Y-T-E. Ella Kona cannot join us today, but she will definitely be here next week. We will see you all here next week as well.
Huda Bas. We are.
Huda Booty, Huda Booty.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.